Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
We got a couple of guests here in the studio, and there's an event coming up that they want to talk about. We have absolutely no problem. One has been here many times and is a good friend of our program, local celebrity chef, and apparently a badass as well.
Is that the case,
that
really?
Is, yes. Our good friend, Mr. Nick Elmy,
Yay!
Is here.
Good morning.
How you doing, Nick? Good to see you, bud.
Thanks, man. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Of course, Laurel and Royal I always mention.
Boucherie.
Thank you. It. He knows I can't speak French.
Boucherie.
Saved my life.
Royal Boucherie.
And then also joining him is recently winner of the James Beard Award.
That's not too shabby.
No, that's pretty awesome. Mike Solomonov is here as well. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. And Mike is the genius behind Zahav. And what are the other restaurants? You've got several things going on.
We just opened Kfar, which is a bakery, Abe Fisher, Diesinghoff, Goldie, and partners in Federal Donuts.
I love that. Since when did the chefs and guys like you become like badass tattoo guys? It's like a cool look. It's like you're like rockers, you know?
I know. I think when you just accept that you're going to be unemployable,
you go for it. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You're allowed
you
a certain latitude.
You get tattoos.
Right. There's a mindset. I understand. There you go. Yeah.
I think we're all a little bit crazy.
That's so cool.
Like radio people, right?
Yeah.
To get into the restaurant business, you have to be a little bit crazy. It's insanely competitive. It's really, really, really hard to get a footing in it.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to be a little bit on the edge.
Yeah, I don't know why we do it. Actually, when you say it out loud, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
When people describe our own careers back to us, we're like, well, those guys are idiots.
Yeah.
But we'll talk more about you guys. Let's talk about the event, the 2019 Audi Festival. It's coming up.
Festival.
I'm sorry. You're correct.
Festival. Yeah, because it's a feast.
I got it. Well, actually, we used to have that name at an event we did at Y100 several years ago.
It was a big concert.
The Festival was our concert. Yeah. So Thursday, September 26th. What's it all about, Nick? What do you want to bring?
So this is our 10th year. So we're pretty excited. It started off 10 years ago with about 30 chefs and like 350 guests. Now we're up to like 70 chefs. We have 70 of the best restaurants in the city get together. We have about 1,000 attendees, which is like 20 bars. It's basically the best food in the city, the best event of the night.
Live arts from all over the world.
Yeah.
So it's 70 of the best chefs, Audis all over the place, people in body paint. Basically naked from the rafters.
There you go. That's good.
This
naked people.
Was your party? Was your festival like that?
At some points, yeah. At some points, but not by intent.
This year they're having more of like a circus theme. They're bringing in a gentleman from a circus company in Montreal, and they're going to have a lot of aerialists and kind of like Cirque du Soleil at Cherry Street Pier with a really tremendous amount of great food.
Well, this sounds awesome. Obviously, the fact that you're having the creme de la creme of all the chefs in the area, it's gluttony with a purpose. So that's very cool. And explain what you're benefiting.
We're benefiting Fringe Arts, actually. So it's a fundraiser for the Live Arts in Philadelphia, which Philly is incredible. We've got amazing food, right?
Yeah,
mostly because of Nick. And then we've got amazing live arts, and we just want to celebrate that. You know, it's one of a kind. It's sort of Philly born and bred, this, which we, we love it when it's not something we ripped off from New York or D.C. This is Philly homegrown.
All right. So I want to ask you guys, as top level chefs and restaurant owners and stuff, I was at a restaurant in Utah, and there wasn't a ton of like great restaurants out there, but we happened upon a French restaurant called Vermilion 45, and we were eating, and my cousin brought this to my attention. I didn't even notice this. He goes, how confident do you think the chef is? There is not one spice on any of these tables. Like, there was no salt and pepper on any. So basically, the chefs were saying, you're not going to need that. So I don't recall, because I've been to Laurel, but do you guys put salt and pepper on?
No, we don't.
No.
That blew me away. I didn't know that was a thing. That because so many people I see,
it's right next to the A1 and ketchup.
Well, right. No, a lot of people will.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's funny because it doesn't, we've like hundreds of people every single night that have it's the most subjective thing in the world, mm-hmm. what we do.
Yeah.
There's no science to it. There's no formula. But we're always like, whenever anybody asks for salt, it's like we freak out. I'm like, oh my God, what have we done wrong in that
right?
table? But
well, some people will salt without even.
Without even looking.
My mom and sister, my relatives.
Yeah, they all do that.
My mother and sister, and it drives me crazy. And I'm like, there's already salt in it. What are you doing?
Once you take a break from that,
the rice in it.
Oh my God! Yeah, but once you take a break from that stuff and start to taste the food, you'll realize you're getting. You're getting the real taste without that.
Part of the fine dining experience is to see what the kitchen brings to you.
Right.
It's an adventure. This is, you know, because everybody does it their own way and they have their own specialties. And it's an adventure in finding out what this kitchen is creating. So you don't need to add anything to it. If you do, then you're lessening what the message is that they're trying to send from the kitchen.
It's a slap in the face.
Yeah. You guys do restaurant PR as well.
There you go. Though I do see an option here, and you guys might want to consider this, perhaps a restaurant that focuses exclusively on condiments called Condiment.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Condiment.
Yeah.
Nick, right. I know you're looking for right, a couple new
concepts. I'm looking for new concepts. Yeah. Mike's got all his concepts.
You know what would be great in that mayo? Little steak sauce.
Little steak sauce. Condiment. Could I have a little bit more ketchup in my terrier?
A little bit too much condiment.
Much-up? What's the new one? Much-up?
What is this name?
Mayo chip.
Mayo chip.
Let's not say that word anymore.
Yeah. Well, listen, Mike, tell us about the James Beard Award. Do they know they're in the running for that?
Well, we know that we're in the running. We've won a couple of them. This last year was outstanding.
He's won all of them, so we're clear. Like, he's not allowed to win any more of them. Mm. He got all of them.
Okay.
Not all, but many of them. Zahav won the big one last year. And then my pastry chef at Zahav, Camille, won Rising Star the year before. And then we won Outstanding Chef the year before that. So huge, amazing, you know, beyond your wildest dreams. But it's really awesome for Philly. I mean, I think it's really cool for Philly.
Agreed.
And we won it for Zahav Restaurant, which is like, you know, not super not fancy like Nick's restaurants. You know, like we don't have condiments or anything. Spewing from the bosses. We're like an Israeli restaurant and we play hip hop and we're like pretty approachable. So I think it was a win for us. And yeah, it was great. My son was with me this year.
That's very cool.
Not appropriate for like a 7-year-old to go to like this event, but I was like, whatever, we're going to do it. And yeah, it was amazing.
You know, this is part of the thing. You talk about something that's not New York or not, you know, that we used to be the Passover. We even just doing the show for all these years. They just go up to New York and they bypass this area. But with the restaurant and the food scene and the art scene and the fringe arts and all that stuff, and so many things that have originated here.
Yeah, and you can live here. You can live in Philly. You can live like an adult.
And it's okay to be proud of it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. It's wonderful. I mean, I'm new. I'm not new, but I've been in Philly since 2001. And
right.
There's something about the spirit, this like underdog soul thing that is real in Philly. It is wonderful.
And all the stuff like you guys are doing is 100% legit, and it attracts the attention of the world. And here you are winning awards.
And as opposed to New York and San Francisco, you can actually afford to live here
and go to your restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, which is why the live arts, I think, is so important. And for us to be able to contribute to that and to be able to come on the show and to promote it, to even be asked to be co-chairs. I mean, I feel like we're still kids a little bit, but to be part of something that is so indicative of the city itself is awesome.
What's great is also you get a chance to sample so much where you can sort of, if you've entertained the notion of trying out these different places, you can try out these different chefs and find out things you might not like and explore at another point in time.
Yeah, we've gotten to the point where like we feel bad because we have to tell restaurants no, they can't participate because we have too many great restaurants in this city.
You turned down Condiment.
Condiment was, we had a pass. Hard pass this year. Hard pass. But like, you know, we say no to friends because we have people who've been with us for 10 years. We have 70 spectacular restaurants. We probably have 30 more people that we have to be like, hey man, we'll put you guys on the wait list for next year, because there's just so many great restaurants in the city and it's hard to choose. But
very cool.
Maybe it just becomes a weekend event and not a one night event.
We're working on it.
We're getting there.
Yeah, but if you come this year, you get to see. First of all, we're dropping a circus in the middle of this.
Yeah,
of this show,
of Cherry Street Pier,
and you're going to be surrounded by 70 of the best chefs and bartenders in Philly.
Listen, for any charity to work, and you learn about it. Charities are to be effective have to have an element of show business in them, and people want to be charitable. They want to give, but it also helps to reward them for their endeavor by giving them a hell of an evening and a hell of an eating event and the circus. It's all wonderful. How do people go about getting tickets?
I guess
they
we
order,
just
they order.
They order. You call. You,
I'm gonna give you Nick's cell phone.
A stork just doesn't order. A stork doesn't bring it to the house.
Yeah, you can just check out Audi Festival.
They order them.
Audi Festival.
Yeah, Philly Festival. PhillyFestival.com.
Philly Festival.
Or you can call Nick's cell phone number. Okay. Okay. Your social security. Yeah. But you guys are going to be there, right, this year?
Oh, of course.
I'll check the date.
I'll check the date.
I would love to be there.
Yeah, extra packet of condiment for you.
Condiment. Okay. Actually, it is phenomenal. I mean, I looking at all this, and I have not been to any of them yet. And if the date matches, if it's a it's a school night, but I can give it a shot.
Wait, is that right? I thought Thursday was the 27th.
That's the day before Friday.
Hang on a second. I just want to make sure because there was – no, no, you're right. It is the 26th. But you guys may be out of town.
Oh, and Dallas.
Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Big Cowboys fans over here.
Good cover. Good cover, guys.
It's the truth. But,
we're up for an award.
Yeah.
Actually, so.
We're up for the James Beard Award for condiment.
Called the Marconi Award that we might win.
So, oh, that's awesome.
But the good
congratulations to you guys for the nomination.
Thank you.
If you don't go to Dallas, you got a place here. Come to Festival and we'll have a good time.
All right. Sounds great.
Hey, do chefs of your level and you guys have, I can't think of a better term than groupie or, you know, the fans that will, you're pointing at Mike, yeah?
No way, dude. Yeah. My girlfriend has got a picture with Nick Elmay. And I was like, what is that? What am I, chopped liver?
I'm on Top Chef.
Yeah, there's a new restaurant name. What am I, chopped liver?
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't know. I think that. There
are sometimes uncomfortable situations. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people who just appreciate what we do and appreciate what we do for the city. But we've all been in uncomfortable situations before, where it's like, hey.
Well, the groupies don't have to be uncomfortable. I mean,
super
fans.
Like if they lick their plate seductively, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, or they steal the plate.
Or they steal it. This is Nick's plate.
Yeah.
Does that happen sometimes? People steal stuff from the restaurants?
People steal the craziest stuff.
Do they really?
I have no idea.
A knife. Like, yeah. What are you going to do with one knife?
Yeah.
When I was at Le Bec Fin, they would always take the silver off the table. Like, we had silver salt and pepper shakers and silver, like, teaspoons, and they would take the one piece of silver off the
table. Yeah, but usually the knives are really nice. They're nicer than the knives that we have in our homes.
We would steal the big red cup from Pizza Hut.
There you go. Mm.
That was always a good one.
I would steal that now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you have one.
I literally am holding one in my hand right now.
Nice. It's a nice keepsake.
But anything, obviously, Mike, you've got a lot of things going on, and Nick, you do too. But any other, you're just going to focus on the two restaurants, or do you have aspirations to open up anything else of now?
I'm good right now. It's okay. Three restaurants, I'm fine. I have the Laurel's First Cookbook is coming out in September.
Oh, okay.
Hey-o.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
I'm excited about that. We just finished it up. We got the first copy a couple weeks ago.
When do you beat somebody up again?
Yeah, Nick has started grappling.
Yeah, I started jiu-jitsu a little while ago and had my first tournament this weekend.
Brazilian?
Yep, Brazilian.
Yeah, yeah. You know, our Jackson here is a lunatic for has his own school. Yeah.
And how'd you do in your tournament?
I got a bronze in no-gi and a silver in gi.
Oh, nice shot.
You got a no-gi. That's cool.
You know what? I heard no-gi. I was like, what's no-gi? I don't know what no-gi is.
And today,
No-gi,
yes.
The gi is your kimono.
No-gi is the package next to the condiment.
More no-gi for table 6, please.
That'd be a great name for a restaurant. Yeah. No-gi. No-gi. No question, right?
Yes.
I love it.
Right next to condiment.
All right. So anyhow, the event is coming up. It is on September 26th. It'll be at Cherry Street Pier. It is the Audi Festival, 2019 Audi Festival. It's for the Fringe Festival, which is really cool. And
it seems to be the epitome of extravaganza.
70 restaurateurs expected at this event. Wow. Yeah. Man. So you get
with
a taste
the circus.
Of this.
A circus dropped on it.
Nice. All right. So we'll post all that information. In fact, we already have it up right now on PrestonSteve.com if you want to get on there and get your tickets and go get some good food. Do a great night out with these guys who are the best. So thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck with
you.
So appreciate you guys being here. For Nick Elmay.
Yay!
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonAndSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.